Chapter 5 of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement focuses on transitional justice, outlining mechanisms for addressing past grievances, promoting reconciliation, and ensuring accountability for human rights violations committed during the civil war. Key components include the establishment of a hybrid court to investigate and prosecute those responsible for crimes against humanity and war crimes, along with the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, and the Reparation and Compensation Authority. Michael Makwe, Minister of Information in South Sudan's Revitalized Transitional Government of National Unity, says under the agreement, the government is not responsible for forming the hybrid court.
The formation of the hybrid court is not in our hands. It is the African Union. She's supposed to give us the terms and reference terms of the formation, terms and conditions for the enactment of the law.
Makwe also says the delay is procedural, emphasizing that South Sudan cannot act unilaterally.
Because this court will not, the hybrid court will not come into being unless the government of South Sudan passes a legislation. And the agreement says the terms and conditions for the establishment of this shall be provided by the African Union. The African Union up to now has not yet given us any terms and conditions, so that based on these terms and conditions, the Ministry of Justice will draft a bill.
Jerome Makoma Biswaro, the African Union envoy to South Sudan, says the African Union has been working on the issue.
The AU is now starting to draft the guidelines, which will be shared with the government. And once that is agreed upon by the two parties, then things will go as planned.
The Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, an international body that monitors the implementation of the 2018 agreement, says the parties to the deal are responsible for forming the court. The chairperson of Commission, Ambassador General Charles Tai Gitwai, says his group will continue to remind the parties about their obligations.
RJ McCas robustly pushed for the establishment of a court in various ways. For example, through holding regular RJMEC plenary meetings on the stressing for the need to have the establishment of this court. Also through RJMEC plenary resolutions, we have issued regular plenaries in regard to having this court established. And also through the RJMEC working committees on transitional justice, these committees have always been talking about the need to have this court established. And RJMEC has pushed for the establishment of this court directly to the African Union Commission, the African Peace and Security Council, and also the African Union C5, chaired by South Africa.
Gitwai says the African Union Commission holds the primary responsibility for establishing the court.
It is incumbent upon the African Union Commission to provide the terms on the establishment of the hybrid court. Our understanding is that the African Union Commission is now drafting these terms of establishing the hybrid court of South Sudan and should be able to submit them to the RTGNU for consensus.
Timo Olknan, the European Union ambassador to South Sudan, says EU has been advocating for the implementation of the peace agreement, including the transitional justice provisions.
South Sudan needs to move forward. And in order to move forward, it needs to have a democratization process, it needs to have the elections, it needs to have a new constitution in terms of establishing a new social contract between the rulers and their people. And it also needs national healing. And, this kind of a process of going through the past and what has happened in the past, especially the traumatic past that South Sudan has, it needs to address these issues.
The implementation of the delay extend beyond justice. Victims of human rights violations in South Sudan continue to wait for accountability, and there are concerns the lack of justice could fuel future conflict. Gitwai says the establishment of the hybrid court is crucial for lasting peace in South Sudan.
We encourage the people of South Sudan to continue calling on the RTGNU fully fired and ensure full implementation of the agreement. This is one critical way that justice and equality, important prevention of future conflict, will eventually be achieved in South Sudan.
South Sudan has promised to hold elections in 2026, and some observers of the transitions say delayed justice could hamper preparations for the polls. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi.